Well, tonight, Wrigley Field hosts its first World Series game since 1945. The Chicago Cubs play the Cleveland Indians in Game 3 of this year's World Series, which is tied at one game apiece. This morning, around 8:30 Chicago time, I checked in with Cheryl Ray Stout, sports contributor for WBEZ, and asked her how it feels in the city.
Well, Jeremy, the bars around Wrigley are already packed with people. That's how big it is and how excited this town is. And I think it's called Blue Friday because no one's going to go to work today. That's for sure.
We've heard about people visiting their deceased relatives and things, people who were huge Cubs fans and never thought that this moment would come. Just give us a sense of the kinds of things that may be surprising that people are doing in Chicago because of this.
Well, you know what? Every person that's over 90 is being interviewed, and there's a lot of them, and they're all Cub fans. In fact, my mother-in-law lives in a nursing home, and it's a real big deal. People are weeping. You know, you're talking about cemeteries. People are decorating cemeteries. I mean, every house has got a W flag or, you know, some sort of show of their love for the Cubs.
But, of course, Chicago has two baseball teams, the White Sox and the Cubs. Are White Sox fans embracing the Cubs right now for the World Series, or how's that working out?
White Sox fans are wearing Cleveland Indian jerseys.
Really?
Yes. Some of them, I should say. Some of them are. It depends on where you go. The older fans, they will never cheer for the Cubs. The younger White Sox fans, they're embracing it because they like to have a party. So, you know, enjoy the party. And the fact that they already have their championship, they feel like they have some ownership with that. And an interesting thing is some like ESPN and even the Chicago Tribune didn't even recognize the White Sox when they were talking about baseball championships here. So there's a little bit of an angst towards the Cubs as far as Sox fans.
You know, one of the terms that people outside Chicago are hearing for the first time right now is fly the W. And this is this flag, this W flag, which I guess is showing up all over Chicago. Can you just explain that to us? Why a W?
Well, if you look at Wrigley Field in the outfield, there is a pole that they have. And after every game, they either put, if it's a win, it's a W. If it's a loss, it's an L. So the big deal is that they capitalize on that with the hashtag fly the W. And so people have bought those flags. You could get them in any store now. And they are, or instead of having a Cub flag, they have the fly the W flag.
Are there going to be scalpers out in the street for a game like this? Or is it just impossible to get tickets at this point?
Well, you know, the prices keep varying as far as that goes. But yes, there'll be scalpers. But with all the police activity and everything going on there, I don't think that they're going to, you know, be very close to the ballpark. They'll probably be in the perimeter of Wrigleyville.
What are the tickets going for?
At least 2,000 for standing room only.
Wow.
Standing room
wow,
only.
Wow, that is amazing. So, Cheryl, you have to be kind of a straight journalist as well as,
yes,
you know, being a lifelong Chicagoan. But what do you think each team needs to do tonight to win this game?
Well, the one thing is Kyle Hendricks has to be Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs because he's a Cy Young candidate. He doesn't show a lot of emotions. He's very, very controlled. And the Cubs hitters have got to attack Josh Tomlin right away. He was their fifth starter, but he's pitched very well since the Indians had two starters go down. So he has to control, don't walk anybody, because the Cubs will take a lot of pitches. And if he can keep the ball in the strike zone, he'll have success. The other thing is the Indians are going to try to run on the Cubs, but the one thing is that Joe Maddon is done. He's gone to the rookie catcher, Wilson Contreras, because that kid can throw out base runners.
Well, Cheryl Ray Stout, a sports contributor for WBEZ. It's going to be an exciting night in Chicago. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeremy.